Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, did you say this is Joy?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking our call.
Okay.
I've got my dad on the line. He's 88, so I'm helping him sort of navigate this call.
Okay.
He signed up on a few days ago for the Cool Unbiased Future Tech promo.
Okay.
And knew of the $4 charge for shipping for a Fitbit or a watch or whatever it was.
Yes, ma'am.
But then on the 10th, you all attempted to charge him $79. I guess for, I don't know, the end of the trial period or something.
Okay.
And he wasn't aware there'd be additional charges or anything like that. So we just want to make sure we are canceled out of your program. We're happy to accept the free gift, but we do not want to be incurring any more charges other than the $4 charge we knew about.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Is it where I physically am or where he signed up?
Whatever was his, since it was his account, I do need his zip code, please, ma'am.
Probably yours, Nick.
Is it the account? Sorry, one more question, Joyce.
That's fine.
Is it the credit card billing address?
Yes, that would be it.
Okay, it's 22903, please.
All right, and I do thank you for that. And what is his first and last name, please?
Gerald Pratt. P as in Peter, R-A-T-T.
Okay, give me one second while I see if I can locate this account for Mr. Pratt, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Could there actually be another zip code? Because I'm not finding him under that particular one. Is there another one?
We've got like four. So,
it might be the shipping address, Nick.
Give me that one.
What do you mean the shipping address? Bethany. Is that 3449, Dad? Let me look it up.
Okay.
The last three digits, I think, are 903, not 930. Hang on. Where in hell is this?
One nine nine three oh. Let me try that zip code.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and let me see if I can locate him under that one. And that was the one he's under. His name is Gerald Pratt. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Mr. Pratt, could you please verify your address that's under that zip code?
I have two addresses or three addresses. One is all my mail goes through,
okay,
which is in Charlottesville, Virginia, and where I'm sitting now is in Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Bethany Beach,
where,
Delaware.
Yes.
Yes, but can you verify the address to that one?
705 Farragut House Road, Sea Colony East, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
I got you. And I do thank you for that, Mr. Pratt. Now, I do see back on April the 6th that you paid the $4.95 shipping and handling to receive, this is a Fit Tracker?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What this item was, it was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. sir, what it was in the terms and conditions. When you scroll through to even get to the checkout, it does state that you were being enrolled in, you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a member of this Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, it did give you a $125 gift card that was downloaded into your email at the time that you signed up to become a member. Each month you are enrolled as a member, you will receive that $125 gift card to be downloaded into your email, but you will also be billed that membership fee. Now, I see that they billed you on the 11th and it was declined by your financial institute. Now, I can get you canceled out of that.
That's
yeah.
what we want.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Give
That's
me
what
one
we're trying
second.
To do with you.
Okay. More than happy to assist you. Give me one second, okay?
Thank you, Joy.
You're more than welcome. Alrighty, I was able to get you canceled out of that, okay? You can't be billed anything further on that. That membership cancellation took effect immediately. I can give you a cancellation number if you'd like to take that down. Are you available,
yes,
Ms. Pratt? Okay.
Yep, well, I'm ready.
All right, Ms. Pratt, it would be C as in Charlie. That's 662-911-259.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And I assume he will remain in charge for the 495 charge.
The 495 charge, which is actually a valid charge because he did
okay.
pay that shipping and handling to receive that item. But the other
okay.
charges, they were declined by the financial institute, so they can't bill him any further because that cancellation took effect immediately, okay?
Okay, and is he still going to receive then whatever?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
His
well,
item.
I got it already.
Oh, you've already received your item?
Yeah, it showed up 2 days after I did the thing.
Oh, well, fantastic. So, well,
oh,
he has his item.
Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's too good to be true, Joyce. That's my only fear.
Well, is there anything else I can assist you guys with today?
No, you've given us confidence that no more charges will be incurred, so
that
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And thanks for the help.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.